Ellen Way, Autumn. And so it goes noticed that the robins have stopped singing on an afternoon in late July. Just a gentle rise walking east and north and a mild slope the opposite way. It's not often that one notices exactly when the birds end their song or even when they leave. Later, a certain absence impresses itself. Field grasses compete at the edge of the road habitat for monarch butterflies, but none are here because too many died further south, perhaps 100 million, a number I can't conceive. We here in the north are dependent upon the generosity of others for the arrival of our creatures in the spring. There are pockets of snow still in the high north-facing draws of the Rockies. Timothy Egan, July 18, 2013, 9 p.m., The New York Times. July falling greenly into the golden arms of August, and yet snow in the north-facing draws of the Rockies. The sound of the air conditioner going to pieces. Asphalt softening. So hard to keep from trying to make perfect sense. The birds disappear into the tall grasses by the side of the road itself disintegrating into path. Encroachment of the verge. On the wind, the sudden odor of vegetation decomposing like music turned to sound. They've come and gone. Queen Anne's lace, harebell, blue-eyed grass, Asiatic dayflower, large-leafed aster, vervain, bastard toadflax, orange hawkweed, daisy fleabane, milkweed, bittersweet nightshade, field thistle, purple coneflower, bull thistle, hedge bendweed, cow parsnip, bird's foot trefoil, gumweed, Canada goldenrod, common sunflower, common mullein, yellow sweet clover, ora pronobis, interchadite pronobis. My friend won't see any of them next year, for sure. Maybe I won't either, but I don't know that for sure. I'm looking hard anyway, just in case. Words, a brief stay of absence, or else they punctuate it. Staccato quarter notes on a languid staff. Music lets the void talk back to itself, as does water, as does wind, as does the ever-lonely sound of the human. I am exercising my right to hold back. Orange hawkweed, aka devil's paintbrush, grows in disturbed soils, which is why it appeared here years ago when I unsettled the prairie. How am I to live face to face with all I have done and not done? The fade of light speeds as it nears the equinox. I've been meaning to ask a meteorologist to explain exactly why that is. Something to do, I suppose, with the ellipsis in which we travel around and around and through. Just a quarter of a mile from end to end, a short road, hardly a road at all, but incessant. I'm always stepping back from edges, worn ledges waiting to be walked again. Rain begins just after the rise of wind. A clap of thunder follows no lightning. Perhaps it is dark lightning, the other invisible side, a sudden pulse of radiation. I hear my father's voice calling me to go in. Standing out here on the empty road invites that immense energy. The goldenrod opens and remains. I watch more carefully for monarchs, so few left. I can't remember what was here before the birds and the flowers that have gone. Like a building raised for development, I can no longer recall once it's gone. My hometown is full of buildings that are no longer there. Construction all along the bordering roads, the beepa 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 of backing up. And then they reach this road and inexplicably pave one side, leaving the other potholed. Everybody talks about grief, but nobody told me it is a form of relief. And then there is change of season. Wind comes up, husks begin to rustle, all manner of dry things. Everything is fragmentary. Everything is part. Every spare minute is a time to spare, and a moment is momentary, done up with knots, and that's what you did to my long red hair, did to my long, long hair. Of course, the past looks at us with wide eyes. Bifurcated, split, road I am walking. And then winter falls. I stop walking there.